What's up, everybody? This is Joffer, Papa Pump, Penisai, a.k.a. A Sweet Dream, A Beautiful Nightmare, and A Nocturnal Emission all in one. With my main man, John Da Matt Maz. How you doing, Maz?
Hey, once again, I have nothing to say after your intro, so I'll just like to say hello.
So we have Angela Overkill Hill on the podcast today. She's doing some big things, hopefully going to get into the UFC in the future. So listen up and have a good one.
Thank you very much.
So we are here with Angela Overkill Hill. We are very fortunate enough for her to give us some time today. We're really amped because Angela's kind of a big deal if you guys don't know about her already. And I see her being the future of female MMA. How you doing, Angie?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. And, you know, I'm just going to go right into it because I know you're really busy. And I want to make sure this doesn't take more than 5 hours.
I was going to say seven, but...
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Somewhere in between. Comfortable medium.
Yeah, exactly. So how did you get into martial arts? How did you get into Muay Thai and MMA, Angie?
All right, well, I first started looking into, like, kickboxing classes or something like that because I wanted to learn how to fight. And also because I was just kind of getting out of shape. Like, me and Adam, my husband, we started at the same time. So it was kind of a mix between both of us kind of going through that fat stage that most couples go through. And,
freshman 15.
You know, just always wanted to know how to fight in general. So I was asking around, and a lot of people were like, oh, don't do kickboxing, do Muay Thai, because it's better. You use, like, 8 strikes as opposed to 4, and so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I started doing Muay Thai with Adam. We got really into it, and you know, every couple of months we took it to the next step, like, oh, I wonder what sparring's gonna be like, and then we do that, and then we think, oh, I wonder what it'd be like to fight, and then we do that, and you know, now that I'm pro, the next step is MMA, so
that's nice. So now you guys basically went into it together as a couple. What gym did you guys start off at, and how influential would you say that was on your fight career?
We started in, or still with, Evolution Muay Thai. Like, we started with Brandon Levi, and I think it had a lot to just do with the coach. Brandon's, like, a really awesome guy. He's also Australian. And Adam Scottish coming into America, so they kind of had like this kind of kindred thing going on, like what do you call it, just I don't know, the little British accent extra outside of Britain but sounding British kind of accent thing.
So they clicked right off the bat.
But yeah, they kind of he really liked that, and I thought he was really funny and, you know, made it interesting. So we weren't just going into someone who would go, okay, punch, kick, you know, do it again, like a drill sergeant. Like, he actually made it fun as well as showed us the right techniques, and we got a good workout. So yeah, it kept us coming back. And we had tried out other gyms, and it wasn't the same kind of vibe. Like, I come from a family that, like, you know, you got to have thick skin and you gotta be ready to like come back with the witty comments and everything like that. So like when Brandon was like making like race jokes and sex jokes when I walked in the door, I'm like, oh, this is my place, like this is where I need to be.
So you like
working? So yeah, like from then on we just kind of stuck with it, and you know, every I don't think we thought we were gonna be fighters when we joined the gym.
Wait a minute, you're a fighter?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're the girl. Oh my God, it's Angela Hill.
Kind of like, you know, but yeah, I don't think we didn't, yeah, I can say for sure, we didn't think that we were going to be fighters when we started doing it. But, you know, the more you do something, the more you get into it, you just get hooked and you want to test yourself a little more each time, so.
Now, Angela, are you guys training full-time, you and your husband, or do you guys have, like, part-time jobs? Is this what you're doing for a living right now, and are you actually making any money at it?
Well, right now, I'm in North Carolina training full-time at Black Eye Asheville. It's an MMA gym out here, and And yeah, so they kind of taken me under their wing and really showing me all the other aspects aside from just striking that comes into play with MMA. So right now I'm a full-time fighter. It's kind of weird. Like suddenly I have like all this free time, you know. But before I came here, so like 3 weeks ago, I was bartending and training and teaching a little bit, and pretty much the same with Adam, both bartending, training, and fighting.
Now, I was reading, I'm an avid follower of your fan page on Facebook, obviously. Everybody else should be.
Yeah, you better.
You know it. Come on. I got to do a little research on you. What was this post I seen the other day about you looking for an MMA fight right away?
Well, yeah, I think we have it all figured out. But basically, the tough tryouts for the next season, Tough 20, for the Ultimate Fighter, is going to be an all-female cast, 115 pounds. And in order to qualify, you have to have one pro fight. So I'm trying to get that pro fight in before the tryouts.
Didn't I tell you, though? Who told you? I told you before you went and you were going to need a pro fight.
Yeah, but, you know, they weren't really specific about it. And
you're kind of a big deal.
I might be able to finagle my way. it's happened in the past, you know. There's been a couple people who kind of snuck onto the show without any fights. And I was going to try to be that person. But
so what's the chances
of... I'm going to do it the legit way. So, it looks like my fight's going to be good to go. Like, I have an opponent. I don't want to jinx it. I guess I'll just tell you guys anyway. It's probably going to be the girl that pulled out on my December fight.
Oh, snap. And there's a lot of animosity between you two.
Oh, hey, stop it. No, there isn't.
Didn't she say something along the lines of you... were ugly and you can't get a guy even though you're married, and I believe she's a lesbian?
That was actually her girlfriend.
Oh. Yeah.
But,
you better fuck her up.
but she actually sent me a message recently and apologized for that, so that was pretty grown up of her.
Well,
so,
I want you to know I still hate her. I still hate her.
And now I just have to focus on beating up her girlfriend and not actually her.
That's what I'm talking about. So,
that might happen. So I'm really hoping that works out. And if that happens, it's going to be down here. The card is called USSFC.
USSSFC.
Yes. It's like UFC, but with extra letters.
Well, and you know it's good. With all those S's.
The more letters, the better.
It's got to be good.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be on the 26th, and then the tryouts are on the 28th. So hopefully nothing snaps or breaks.
Don't worry. Fight. Right hand from hell from Angela Hill. Bang. Done.
Yeah,
over.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's like a two-second fight. That's my goal.
That would be nice. Now, what do you think your chances are making on the show if you do well in your upcoming MMA fight?
I think I have pretty good chances. The only problem is I don't have as much experience as a lot of people who are going to be trying out when it comes to MMA. But I know that if you're just talking about fighting, like I'm up there with pretty much the top contenders. You know, like when it comes to wins, like I have just as many wins as like the favorites on the shows, like. And now that I'm doing pro, you know, my record's reset, but I still feel like Muay Thai is a pretty close thing to MMA when it comes to just like preparing yourself for an actual like all out fight. You know, like you have elbows, you have knees, you have to worry about getting like swept. You know, so I'm not. It's not like when boxers make their transition. Like, I have a little more grounds when it comes to that. And then it's not like when BJJ players make the transition because, you know, I know how to get punched in the face and not freak out. So, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm pretty sure my striking is going to hold up against these girls. So I'm just hoping they see me and like what they see.
And you know what I would say, too, is I think a lot of people that just see you as, oh, Angela Hill, the striker, this and that, I've seen you extensively work on your ground game twice a day, this and that. So you're not completely green on the ground, you know?
Hey, don't tell anyone.
I'm already putting it on all the forums.
That's my secret. You know?
I have all the videos.
But yeah, like whenever I focus on something, I try to make sure it's like, you know, I try to make sure that I'm giving my all in it. And I've spent a lot of time with jiu-jitsu. Now I'm focusing more on wrestling. And I think just a combination of those three things is really gonna look good in the cage.
So now, if the tryouts go well, what's the next step? So let's say the 28th, you know, the 28th, you do the tryouts, they love you, then it's right away onto the show, or you come home for a little bit?
I think the way they have it set up is you do the initial tryout, which is like pad work and grappling, and then if they want to see you fight, I think they make you stay there for a few more days, and then you do the whole like weigh-in and that beginning of the show, like fight to get into the show house kind of thing. I think that happens that same week. So I'm not sure, but that's what it seems like. They're being really discreet about
it. They're being very vague.
They're being really mysterious. But that's what I'm guessing is going to happen. And then after that, I'll pretty much know if I'm on it or not. And then I get like a week or something to like go home and get all my shit and come back.
You know, because I've already, you know, there was no doubts for me that you're going to go places in fighting. Since the day I saw you in the ring beat up Sylvie Van Douglas.
Van Douglas
Itu. Ever since the day I saw you mollywop her, I knew you were going places. And it's so cool because I think this is really going to take off for you. Now, the next thing is, if this does take off, do you see yourself saying, say, in North Carolina or settling back into New York, or where do you see yourself training for potential UFC opportunities?
Well, the way we have it worked out is that I'm going to come down here for a few fight camps and see how I like it. So far, so good. Like, I'm definitely learning a lot, and, you know, I have good sparring partners. None of them are too much bigger than me, so I have, like, you know, good sparring partners to like especially get my wrestling together. So yeah, like if it doesn't work out with Tough, the plan is to just keep fighting. You know, when I do book a fight, I'll come back down here, do a full fight camp, fight under Black Eye, and then head back to New York after that, and just you know, wash, rinse, repeat, and keep training in between fights as well at, like, the gyms that I usually train at, like Evolution, and, that's the plan.
Now, Angela, you know, Ronda Rousey and a few of those girls, their training facility out in Southern California is pretty cool, and they have, obviously, Ronda's the best chick in MMA right now. Would you try to get into a more recognizable training camp?
Like, if you had the opportunity.
Or even reach out to them?
It depends, you know, like, it depends on how it goes down here. I'm a pretty loyal person when it comes to finding a place that I like. And, you know, you have these top-notch facilities or these, like, well-known places, but if you're not into the atmosphere or if you're not feeling the coaching or whatever, then, you know, it's not going to be a good place whether there's UFC fighters there or not. So I'm going to see how it goes down here. So far, so good. And then, you know, once I start getting a little recognition and getting the invite to come out to gyms like that, I'll definitely take the invitation. But, you know, like I've trained at, you know, top-notch Muay Thai gyms before, and I haven't felt the same atmosphere that I have with Evolution, that's a little less known. So my mind's always open, you know, like, yeah, of course I'm gonna go train with Ronda Rousey if I get a chance, but, you know, I'm not gonna put all my eggs in that basket and move out to Cali just to train at a well-known gym.
Oh, I totally understand. I mean, are you getting quality sparring partners and you know, high level teammates over there, or is it just everybody's a real tough badass dude and or chick, I should say, and maybe they're not the most known, but they are you know, exemplary in their proficient in their art?
Well, right now I'm training with I'm training with two pro fighters. They both 1-0, I think. They're kind of in the same stage as me, just like, you know, just about to start making a name for themselves. And I think one fights at 145, another one fights at 135. So just having those two guys there every day, on top of the kind of extra people who come through just for wrestling or just for boxing or whatever, is like really helpful for me. And you know, until I can start kicking their asses,
which would be soon.
I definitely have something to take away from this place.
So now I gotta ask, on a normal day for training over there, what is a, you know, without giving away any secrets or anything like that, what's a normal day of training like while you're out there?
We usually, it's funny because it's like, it's different. So everything starts about 30 minutes after it's supposed to, just because it's, we're out in the country. But we train twice a day. They have like these two, they have two different morning sessions. It's either technique and then lifting, like strength and conditioning, or technique and then they call it tempo, but it's basically like fast-paced exercises followed by sprints. So we'll do three lifts a week and then two of the fast-paced sprint kind of things a week. And I've only been here for 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks. Every week it gets a little bit harder. So
that's what she said. Yeah.
kind of dreading week 6 and week 7 because I know it's going to be rough. But then after that, we break, you know, do lunch or whatever, and then come back around like 5 or 6 to do like either jiu-jitsu, boxing, wrestling, or MMA sparring.
All right, that's cool. So, I mean, basically, you have everything that you need as far as training is concerned. Now, we got to ask, how's your husband holding up while you're...
Oh, man.
Yeah, come. I mean, I love
that. Yeah, I'm holding up.
Let's ask, how are you holding up? How is he holding up? Because I know you both, I love you both, and I can imagine that it's just like, you know,
it
humping,
sucks,
like, humping
man. It really sucks.
Everything.
I wish I could get all of this in New York, and you can, but it's not the same, you know. Like you always hear about like fighters going out to other camps away from their families and stuff just to get away from distractions and everything. And I kind of feel like that's what I'm preparing myself to do. But yeah, it sucks. It does. And he's getting ready for a fight right now, so I already missed his birthday, and now is going to be the first fight that I haven't been to of his. So yeah, it's rough. I really wish I could be there for him. And he's playing it cool, you know, but I can tell, like, you know, he misses me.
Yeah, I went to your apartment. Honestly, I was afraid to touch anything. I was afraid to touch anything because everything had this weird white glow to it. It was really weird. It didn't look normal.
What are you talking about?
Like he's touching himself.
Oh.
Yeah, it went over your head. Wow.
I'm like, what? Why are you in my apartment?
You just ruined my joke.
I was stuck on the first part of the joke. I'm like, when did you go to my apartment?
He's always there. He's
always there.
Yeah, it's all over the place. I'm not even gonna take out the black light. I know already.
do you
get back home?
Do you miss New York City at all? Minus obviously the quality of training that you're getting in the country. Like, do you miss the hustle and bustle of the city and the easy access to nice food and nice restaurants and all kinds of different people?
Yeah, I'm slowly, like, I've been cooking for myself for the most part, but I'm slowly, like, going to the Dunkin' Donuts and the Bojangles.
Bojangles.
You know, I'll, like, wake up a little lighter than I want to be, because I'm moving up in weight class, too, just a few pounds, but I'm I'm still waking up like a little too close to fight weight. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, looks like I could do a little extra today with the calorie intake. But so, yeah, definitely. I think it's I'm benefiting just from the amount of sleep that I get out here. I'm really able to just like let my body reset and repair itself, because I feel like I don't, even though I'm training as much as I do in New York, I don't feel like it, you know, like when I wake up, I feel like, you know, I haven't done anything all week, but in actuality, I'm doing a little more. I'm like sparring more and, lifting more than I usually do, and I'm just able to kind of repair myself.
So what?
But yeah, it's definitely different out here. Like, you need a car to get everywhere. You can't just run down the street and, like, you know, do something fun. You kind of have to plan it out. So yeah.
what weight class are you moving up to?
115.
Oh, 115. And you're weighing really close to that right now?
Yeah, I'm like 120 right now.
Oh, that's not bad. So since you are kind of packing on the pounds, what's like your daily diet now that you're kind of in fight camp?
Well, like I usually eat about like 4 or 5 times a day, like little snacks in between meals, but, usually just like a ton of vegetables, lots of carbs in the morning. Lots of carbs in during lunch, and then like a little bit less at night. Right now, I'm not really worried about the carbs at night though, because you know
you're pretty much there.
I'm pretty much there. Yeah, I won't start like really watching what I eat until like maybe 2 weeks from now or something like that. But right now, I'm just making sure I'm still eating a ton of vegetables and getting my lean protein in, so I'm not like a slob out here. I want to put on weight, but I don't want it to be like jiggly weight.
Now, you did something different for your last camp to make weight. I know you're putting it all over Facebook. You know, you were eating a lot more raw foods. Our good mutual friend Watt.
Yeah.
So tell us about how that weight cut was and how it was on your body to change to a more raw diet.
Well, it was only the raw treats that I was eating, but it definitely helped with my sanity because it was really yummy, but also, like, you didn't have to worry about being fat from it.
Yeah. Like, you never spiked up in weight when you ate, like, some of her stuff.
No, like, the first one that she gave me, I was a few weeks away from the fight, but the first one she gave me literally disappeared that weekend. Yeah.
So what?
And Adam only had like a slice, I think. So, but yeah, it was really good, and kind of opened my eyes to the raw food world. Like, I got a Nutribullet. I didn't really use it, or I didn't even take it out the box. But they have blenders here, so I've been like making little shakes and stuff now, just to kind of just as a snack, as opposed to like, you know, we usually do like a bag of chips or ice cream, and you know, you feel more energetic afterwards, and yeah, it's good.
What kind of raw food were you eating for that?
Like what were like cakes? We're trying to give her a plug.
No. No, it's all for me.
Talk about
no one else can know. Which one was it? The coffee one was really nice. Which one?
You like that banana key lime?
The banana cream one was so good. Like, if you like key lime pie.
Yeah, it tasted like key lime pie. You're right.
Yeah. If you like key lime pie, it's like this banana. I think it's just called banana cream pie. It might be banana lime cream or something like that. But the banana cream pie was so good. It tastes like key lime pie with a hint of banana.
And what was the company's name again? It's like
Rawsome Treats.
Rawsome Treats. Check them out on Facebook, but don't really, because this is about Angela. Don't check them out. So, you know, I want to go back to your training with your husband, because, you know, I train with my fiance and she drives me nuts, and sometimes, you know, when we touch, the honesty is too much. So, training with your husband.
What is that like? Because I know there's got to be days where he may hit you too hard or you hit him too hard and you just want to kill each other.
Oh, yeah. But that's part of it, you know? Like, I have training partners like that, too, where I want to kill them. you just don't have to go home with them afterwards. Yeah. But it's kind of funny because, like, usually when we have, like, usually when something like that happens, we end up making up before we leave the gym, you know? Like, I'll be like, why'd you do that? And he's like, what are you talking about? I didn't hit you hard. And then I'm like, yeah, he did.
Did he tell you you deserved it?
Yeah. Like, this is part of your training. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
In your face.
Yeah, no. No, it's good because it's a reality check, you know? Like, I don't know everyone well enough to say, hey, were you going really light on me? Or, hey, were you like, actually trying? But with him, if I get my ass kicked, but not as bad as I could have, then I know that I'm doing something a little better than the last time he decided to turn it up on me. So it's good because you have like a kind of more honest training partner. And I don't know, like, I don't think everyone's going to have that relationship. Like, some people avoid like training with their spouse like the plague, you know, because it's not always the same relationship. Like, if I had started after Adam, I think there would be more of like a kind of coach vibe between us.
It's 3 o'clock.
Apparently.
But, allegedly.
But because we started at the same time, I could still tell him something and he won't, like, just scoff it off. He will a little bit, but he'll still think about it.
I've seen that. I've seen, you know, get out of the corner, Adam. Angela, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
I've witnessed that, so.
He's such a little bitch. Like, funny. he can really be annoying when he's in fight camp. But, you know, we all deal with it differently. Like, what am I like? I think I'm just more like kind of down on myself and kind of like, I don't know, just like hard on myself when I'm in fight camp, but he kind of like projects it on everyone else. Shut up, you don't know anything.
Here's Angela Hill in fight camp. All right, this is the best impression. And she comes at you full speed, throws haymakers, and I love it because that's the coolest part about you. You're like, don't treat me like a girl. That's the best part about you.
Yeah, I think one of the first time we sparred together, you like hit me with a liver shot or something. I was like, yeah, do it again.
Nah.
I was like, whoa.
You're like, Sonny.
I was like, what do I do about
Sonny,
this?
Sonny, help.
Because, you know, I'll say, you know, I'm kind of good at this Muay Thai stuff.
I love a Muay Thai.
Yeah, I'm kind of good at this stuff. And I'll tell you what, the fact that I could hit you like I hit everybody else and you come back and you don't take it, you have that X factor for fighting. Like, this is what you were made to do.
Yay.
And your arms are almost as nice as mine.
Almost. They get in there.
All right, here's a question and you got to answer it. Or
gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah. Well, you probably
scream.
All right. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in the Evolution gym when nobody was around? Us. Oh.
No. You know what? I've told Brandon that we've done that, but we haven't.
Oh, so that's a myth.
So Brandon, if you're listening, it's okay.
nuts.
I think, when no one was there. Most of the embarrassing things I do is when people are there, so.
All right, what was the most embarrassing thing you've done in that gym?
Probably the time I threw up during pad work.
Oh.
It was nasty. But I made it to the bathroom, though. But I think I got, like, food poisoning or something. It was, like, the second to last week of fight camp, and like halfway through like the fourth round of power, like, I was just like, oh, I gotta go. and it was literally like projectile vomit into the toilet.
That's hot. Like, sounds like more like a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? No, I wasn't doing that. No, it was, I had some bad chicken or something. I don't know. But I can't think of anything. I guess that's not really embarrassing.
See,
I can't think of anything embarrassing.
You ruined it because I actually thought you and Adam did do it, and I was like, oh, I can't wait for everybody to know this, and they'll be like, ha.
No, it's a little too dirty there.
Ew.
Yeah.
You're staph infection.
Well, you step on the mat first before you do it.
Well, we'll just do it in the foot bath. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean,
ew.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so we got to get serious again. What are your future goals and projects, meaning where will we see Angela Hill in a year? Where will we see her in 5 years?
Well, in a year, hopefully I'll be a champ of something else.
You're already a champ.
Of my heart.
Of my heart, exactly.
Something else. I hope to at least get a few fights under my belt. I mean, I've been trying to get an MMA fight for about a year. So I'm hoping that like that kind of kicks off after this next fight, just like, you know, fighting nonstop for the next year and just trying to make a name for myself. Next 5 years, defending my UFC championship
title.
There
you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Can we get free tickets?
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Remember, I used to hold pads.
Cheap, so I have to.
I held pads for you a few times, so you know I should get a VIP pass.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm like, yeah, this is my coach Jaffer.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, take that, guys.
And I'm his security. So.
And yeah, he's my security, so you know, entourage.
Cool. Yeah, I got you guys. You'll be in the first row.
Good luck. Now I want to be like mezzanine.
Mezzanine, you don't want to be in the splash section?
No, I'm good.
Well, you know, we're going to wrap up, but I just want to let you know, I'm just so proud of you that you're doing all this. I think you know, I've always told you, I feel like you're like my sister, and I'm just so proud of you, you know? So,
hey, thank you.
So I just wanted to leave it on that. Any shout-outs you want to give out right before we cut out?
Yes.
Whoa, don't fall.
I'm out of my seat.
So excited.
She almost fell, and I have it on video.
Yes. Are you recording this? Oh, my God. Most embarrassing thing I've ever done on Skype.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Black Eye Asheville for having me and bringing me down here, teaching me all this good MMA shit. Like, I really feel like it's going well, and I think I'm going to be, like, unstoppable after this fight camp. So I'm really happy about the move that I made with them. So shout outs to them and Chad McFadder. He's the main coach here.
Chad McFadder?
Chad McFadder.
Oh, fatter. Gotcha. Okay.
Sounds like a made up like McDonald's name or something.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Shouts to Evolution. I miss you guys. Evolution Muay Thai. I'm really excited about coming back home afterwards and just seeing everyone. They've all been very supportive while I'm out here. So, you know, big shout outs to them, Brandon, Levi, and Adam on his next fight. My husband, if you're going to be in New York, Friday night fights on the 4th, it's going to be a good show. Lots of good fighters, including Adam. Shouts to who else?
Angela, if people want to get in touch with you, where can they get at you at? Do you have a Facebook or Twitter, Instagram?
Yes, I have a Facebook. It's facebook.com/AngelaHillMMA. And then also my Twitter and Instagram handles are Angie Overkill. So at Angie Overkill.
How'd you get with that name, Overkill?
It was kind of, Jay came up with it. Our friend Jay at the gym, Jay Ross. And I was just like, I need something catchy that rhymes with my last name. And then you said overkill, and I'm like, well, yeah, that totally works, because, like, that's totally my way of training, you know? Like, I'll do it to the max and just, like, really push, you know, speed and power just so when I'm in the ring, I could do the same thing to the person I'm fighting. So yeah, I thought that really fit overkill. So, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Shouts to Jay. He made my logo, Jay Ross and Cushion Kicks. Flow Athletics, they've been giving me this supplement that's really cool. It's like an all-natural supplement, and like on those shitty days, I've been using it, and it's it just makes you keep training. Who else? Amp Athletics, those are the first guys I started doing strength and conditioning with, and definitely prepared me for being out here. And yeah.
What about your newest sponsor, Bad Guy Muay Thai?
Bad Guy Muay Thai, of course.
You know it.
There's a sign or something, so it's not on the audio feed.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to get back so I can deck you out in our clothes.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure.
All right, all love, Andrew. We love you.
All right, love you too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We'll hit you up soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
Later, girl.